I'm Colin Ewer. Welcome to the Ryan Opera Center Recital Series, presented by WFMT Chicago. Featuring singers from the Patrick G. and Shirley W. Ryan Opera Center at Lyric Opera of Chicago, these recitals are generously supported by Julie and Roger Vasquez. Today's recital is devoted entirely to music from opera, whose composers were inspired by characters who either participated in or whose subsequent actions were dictated by the Trojan Wars. Helen of Sparta, wife of King Menelaus, fell in love with the Trojan prince Paris and eloped with him to Troy. To avenge the insult, the Greeks demanded satisfaction and set sail. The Trojan Wars had begun. Helen's beauty was legendary. Her face, we're told, reason enough to launch 1,000 ships. So let's meet the lady herself. Offenbach's 1864 operetta, La Belle Hélène, a delicious French farce, parodies the story of Helen and Paris's elopement. In her aria, Amour Divin, Helen bemoans the deplorable state of love and passion in Sparta and calls on the goddess Venus for help. We must have love, even if it no longer survives in the world, she cries. So, here to sing it is Laura Wilde, accompanied by Ryan Opera Center apprentice coach, Maureen Zoltek.
Amour divin, ardente flamme, venez salonis, gloire à vous, le feu brûlant. Folles âmes, hélas, ce feu n'est plus en nous. Écoutez-nous, Vénus, Vénus, la blonde. Écoutez-nous, Vénus, la blonde. Et le fond de l'amour. Thank you.
Amour Divin from Offenbach's operetta La Belle Hélène, performed there by Laura Wilde and Maureen Zoltek. Next, we encounter the trials and tribulations suffered by the House of Atreus, the ruling family of Mycenae in Greece, where murder and revenge is clearly a game for all of the family to play. King Agamemnon sacrifices his daughter Iphigenia and is subsequently murdered by his wife, Clytemnestra. Clytemnestra, in turn, is murdered by her son, Orestes, egged on by his sister, Electra, and is pursued by the Furies, seeking to avenge his matricide. In Gluck's opera, Iphigenie en Tauride, we catch up with Orestes, who, with his friend Pylades, have been shipwrecked and washed ashore on the island of Tauris. However, things are not going so well for them. They've been captured and sentenced to death. In the opening scene of Act Two, Orestes berates the gods. I have betrayed friendship and nature and am guilty of the blackest of deeds. Not even the dark abyss of hell and its torments are retribution enough for my crimes, he tells them. Pylades is horrified at his words. He tries to calm Orestes, telling him of the great love he has for him and how, since childhood, they have been united in friendship. If death is now their fate, then at least they will die together. Guards arrive and take Pylades away. Once again, Orestes turns on the gods, but this time a strange calmness overcomes him. Has his great suffering pacified the gods? Has he reached the limits of his adversity? Has the parricide Orestes finally been forgiven? In this excerpt from Act Two of Gluck's Iphigenie en Tauride, Anthony Clarke Evans and Will Liverman sing the two arias for Orestes, and John Irvin the aria for Pylades. They're accompanied by Maureen Zoltek and Craig Terry.
Je t'ai donné l'amour, ce n'était pas assez. Y plonger le poignard dans le cœur de la mère, le diable réservé pour un forfait nouveau. Je n'avais qu'un ami, je deviens son bourreau. Dieu qui m'est poursuivi, auteur de mes crimes, de nos faits, sous mes pas, on trouverait les abîmes. Ces supplices pour moi seront encore trop doux. Ces supplices pour moi seront encore trop doux. Seront encore trop doux. J'ai trahi la nature du plus noir attente. J'ai comblé la mesure de frapper le coupable. Et justifiez-vous, Dieu, frapper le coupable. Et justifiez-vous, et justifiez-vous. L'amitié, j'ai trahi la nature des plus noirs attentats. J'ai comblé la mesure des plus noirs attentats. J'ai comblé la mesure. Dieu qui me poursuivait, Dieu auteur de mes crimes, de nos faits, sous mes pas. On trouverait les abîmes. Ces supplices pour moi seront encore trop doux. Ces supplices pour moi seront encore trop doux. Seront encore trop doux. Quel langage accablant
ancora un amico chi teme. Rviosa tua, muro digne de nu, cesse dans ta fureur extrême, d'outrager et les dieux, et Pilate et toi-même. Si le trépas nous est inévitable, quelle vaine terreur te fait pâlir pour moi? Je ne suis pas si misérable, puisqu'enfin je meurs près de toi.
That was music from Act Two of Gluck's opera, Iphigénie en Tauride. Anthony Clarke Evans sang Dieu qui m'en poursuivait, John Irvin, Uni de la plus tendre enfance, and Will Liverman, Le calme entre dans mon cœur. The pianists were Maureen Zoltek and Craig Terry. So now let's turn our attention to the Trojans, besieged behind the impregnable walls of Troy. Between 1948 and 1954, the British composer William Walton composed his opera Troilus and Cressida, based on a poem by the 14th century English poet Geoffrey Chaucer. The opera takes place during the Trojan Wars. Cressida, a war widow, has fallen in love with Prince Troilus, the son of King Priam of Troy. In her aria, At the Haunted End of the Day, Cressida struggles with her emotions. Although she had decided never to love again, her feelings for Troilus overwhelm her. At the haunted end of the day, it is Troilus's voice she hears. During her waking hours, it is his face she sees before her. How can I sleep when love is waking? She exclaims. So here to sing at the haunted end of the day is Tracy Canton. She's accompanied by Craig Terry.
Oh!
at the haunted end of the day from William Walton's opera Troilus and Cressida, performed there by Tracy Canton and Craig Terry. No recital of operatic music based on the Trojan Wars would be complete without music from Hector Berlioz's epic work, Les Troyens, The Trojans. After years of fighting, neither side has been victorious, so the Greeks decide to trick the Trojans. Pretending to leave Troy and sail back to Greece, they leave a large wooden horse outside the gates of Troy. However, unbeknownst to the Trojans, a small party of Greek soldiers is hiding inside. The Trojans take the bait and drag the horse into the city. Now, a wooden horse was a very clever ruse on behalf of the Greeks. The Trojans were purveyors of horses with a keen eye to horse power. I think it's fair to say that they were the car salesmen of the age. Once inside the city, the Greeks open the gates of Troy to the Greek army, who capture and sack the city. Princess Cassandra, daughter of King Priam, is suspicious of the Greek gift. She cannot bear to watch the doomed Trojans rejoicing. She's a character tormented by visions, and she foresees the fall of Troy brought about by the ruse of the Trojan horse. Here to sing Cassandra's aria is Laura Wilde, accompanied by Maureen Zoltek.
Sans autre, son effet.
Cassandra's aria from The Capture of Troy, the first part of Berlioz's opera Les Troyens, performed by Laura Wilde and Maureen Zoltek. The second part of Les Troyens takes place in Carthage, a city in North Africa, ruled over by Queen Dido. She's fallen in love with Aeneas, a Trojan hero, who, following the destruction of Troy, has been commanded by the gods to follow his destiny and search for a new homeland. In the final act of the opera, tragedy strikes when Aeneas abandons Dido. Brokenhearted, she can only find consolation in death. She hopes that Aeneas will weep when he sees the smoke of her funeral pyre. And then in her aria, Adieu, Fiacite, bidding farewell to her sister, the city of Carthage, and the beautiful African sky, she commits suicide. Here to perform it is Julianne Miller, accompanied by Craig Terry.
Thank you.
Dido's aria Je vais mourir and Adieu fiacité from Les Troyens, performed there by Julianne Miller and Craig Terry. And we remain with the story of Dido and Aeneas to close today's recital given by singers from the Ryan Opera Centre. Berlioz was not the first composer to be inspired by the subject. In 1689, Henry Purcell wrote his version of the story based on the play Brutus of Alba by Nahum Tate. Purcell's opera is the polar opposite of Berlioz's large-scale work, a chamber opera that was written for Josiah Priest's school for gentlewomen. In the first of two scenes from Purcell's opera, Aeneas encounters a spirit disguised as the god Mercury, who tells him that he must abandon Dido and seek Italian ground. With a heavy heart, Aeneas agrees. Laura Wilde sings the role of the spirit and Richard Oyosaba the role of Aeneas. They're accompanied by Craig Terry. A scene from Purcell's opera Dido and Aeneas, sung there by Richard Oyosaba and Laura Wilde. The pianist was Craig Terry. In the final scene of the opera, Aeneas tells Dido that he must leave her. Dido drives him from the palace. Her lament, which follows, is one of the best known arias ever composed. When I am laid in earth, may my wrongs create no trouble. Remember me, but forget my fate. In the final scene from Purcell's Dido and Aeneas, Julianne Miller sings Dido, John Irvine, Aeneas, and Tracy Canton, Belinda, Dido's sister. They're accompanied by Craig Terry.
decree and tell you we must part.
Thus, on the fatal bank, the Nile weeps, the deceitful crocodile, those hypocrites that murder act, make heaven gods the authors of the fact.
By all that's good, spite of Jove's commands, I'll stay, offend the gods, and love obey.
No, faithless man, my course pursue. I'm now resolved as well as you. Your repentance shall reclaim the injured Dido's slighted flame. For 'tis enough. You had once a thought of leaving me.
Let Jove say what he will, I'll stay.
Away, away.
No, no, I'll stay.
Away, away.
No, no, I'll stay.
No, no,
I'll stay.
No, no.
I'll stay.
No, no.
I'll stay.
No, no.
I'll stay.
No, no. Away, away.
I'll stay and love
away,
obey.
Away.
I'll stay, I'll stay and love obey.
I cannot show.
Music from the final scene of Purcell's opera Dido and Aeneas, performed by Julianne Miller, John Irvin, Tracy Canton and Craig Terry, has brought today's Ryan Opera Centre recital to a close. In today's programme, you heard Laura Wilde, Anthony Clark Evans, John Irvin, Will Liverman, Tracy Canton, Julianne Miller and Richard Oyarzabal. The pianists were Craig Terry and Ryan Opera Centre apprentice coach Maureen Zoltek. The recitals are made possible by the generous support of Julian Roger Baskers. Thanks to Craig Terry, music director, and Dan Novak, the director of the Patrick G. and Shirley W. Ryan Opera Center at Lyric Opera of Chicago. Thanks also to Lyric Opera of Chicago's general director, Anthony Freud. Carolyn Paulin is the producer, and the music producer is Christopher Willis. I'm your host, Colin Ewer. Thanks for listening to the Ryan Opera Center recital series on 98.7 WFMT.